Oh, hello, this is Kerry Castles, and I'm running for re-election of the Moree Plains Shire Council on December 4th. And the reason why I'd like you to re-elect me is I have been on council now for 5.5 years. It's been the most rewarding, challenging, and it's time-consuming, and it's a huge commitment. We look after everybody in the community, not the 1% or the 2%, the 100%, from looking after people with on rural roads to urban roads. And roads is a huge issue in our community, obviously, because of accessibility with farmers trying to get their wheat and barley and sorghum into GrainCorp, Manildra, Louis Dreyfus. We need to keep these roads active. It's been rather difficult this year due to the two lots of floods that we've had. Council have been awarded $24 million to do road recovery, and it just seemed like as soon as they fixed up one road, the floods come and they have to go and redo all those floods. As far as infrastructure goes, since we've been on council, we've been very fortunate and worked very, very hard with Transform Rail and Inland Rail and the ARTC to get the Inland Rail going from Narrabri to North Star. And as I'm sure you will all notice, that the Narrabri to Moree one has been completed, which is absolutely outstanding. We've got over 400 people employed. Probably 30% of those people are Indigenous, which is absolutely fantastic, and we're going to continue to do that. It is about roads. It is about rates, and we've only ever put our rates up to 0.1%. How fortunate are we? In the Narrabri Shire, they put theirs up to 14%. And if you're unfortunate or lucky enough to live at the Central Coast, they put theirs up to 35%. And I think people need to realise that we also are ratepayers. We have an extremely good financial department headed by Andrew Probert. He's an absolute amazing man. Our audits have already, audited every 12 months. What we also do is every month we have the budget. And that's part of what we did when we become councillors. We wanted to know where our budget was at all time. Three times during the year, we had budget programs and budget workshops that just pertain to water, sewer, general, everything that we need to know, and also our projects. In the last 12 months, we've given over $52,000 to financial assistance to different groups. This is done quarterly. So those lucky recipients were very, very happy. Sometimes it's only $1,600 to get posters out for their events. Sometimes it's $3,000 to pay for a whole event. We've also been fortunate enough to help get Flat Track up and running, which is an outstanding organisation. And may I say thank you to Chris Grasnick for everything that he has done, because a lot of the kids that go to him have not been to school for 5 years. He's now got them working. They're working in Clontarf, they're working in Woolworths, and that group, may I say, were one of the first groups to go out to the Mungindyke fires. So we thank you, Chris, and to all those young people who are now making advancements in their lives and in the advancement of the whole of our community. As for the villages, we have outstanding villages. When we visited the villages of Pally, Ashley, Garrah, Boomai, Mungindyke, Weemala, they had simple things that needed to be done, like their gutters needed to be cleaned, like their pipes needed to be fixed, potholes. We got all those things done within 2 weeks, which is fantastic. And as we said, these shire towns need three people twice a week or two people three times a week, and that is actually happening. One of the greatest achievements I think that we have done is getting people that live in areas out of town, only 5, 10, 15 kilometres out of town, that had issues that have been going on for 8 to 10 years. We were able to fix those problems because of the engineering department and because of the dedicated council staff. We are a family. When you become a councillor, you are part of a family. We've never tried to kill each other or cause dramas with each other. We don't always agree, but when we do, it's for the betterment of the whole community. Also on council, I've been fortunate enough to be on several community safety committees. I'm on the Moree Community Safety Committee, the Boggabilla Toomala Safety Committee, the Mungindi Safety Committee and the Cross Border Safety Committee, which also works in with Gundawindi Shire Council, which has been absolutely amazing. So we're all working together to fix a lot of the social and criminal issues that we've got in our towns. We have an issue in Moree. We have social issues in Moree. We have children that don't feel safe to go home in Moree. Hence, I have always wanted, and I will still continue to want, and work hard towards getting a youth refuge in Moree to get the Safe House program up and running again. In Australia, it doesn't exist, but that doesn't mean that we can't do our Moree version of the Safe House. Everybody needs somewhere safe to go. We have a huge drug and alcohol issue in Moree. I'm not blaming anybody for anything, but we need to help the parents, we need to help the children, and we need to help the families. Families don't wake up one day and go, gee, I think I'll go and, you know, I want to be a person that causes violence to my children. I want to be a drug addict. I want to be an alcoholic, and I want to be horrible to my children. That is not the way it is. Circumstances sometimes arise, and they don't know what to do. Therefore, we need the services who are out there that can help do those things. Please, please, please do your job, and we will endeavour to try and do our job and make children's lives the best that we can. Education is a huge thing. Sometimes the only safe place that kids can go is to school for 6 hours a day. The other organisations that really help and benefit children are PCYC. Once again, I'll mention Flat Track. I will mention Mire Bire. I'll mention Family Support. And I'll mention the Salvation Army, who work very tirelessly to make the lives of children much better and to make sure they have a really good education. Please vote 1, Kerry Castles, Group D, for elections on Saturday the 4th of December. Thank you.
G'day, folks. My name's Murray Harton. I'm running in the Moree Plains Shire elections on Saturday, December 4. I'm a local bloke, born in Moree, grew up out at Candelar on a property near Milgoy, went to Palamala War Primary School, Moree Primary, off to boarding school, came back as editor of the paper in 2001, which was a lot of fun, the Moree Champion, and then moved back after the passing of my father, Kevin, in 2014. And I'm a full-time poet slash entertainer. Haven't been doing too much lately, but look, I decided to have a crack at council. Some of the things I'm looking at will be tourism options, try to set up some little festivals around the villages around the in the Shire. You know, obviously, the roads is a big issue. The pool, we've got to get the pool reopened as quickly as we can. I strongly believe we desperately need a halfway house for our youth to get them off the streets. So if they're having trouble at home or whatever, that sort of thing is happening, to give them guidance and hope and a shot at the future. A few other things. I'd love to get somehow investigate a way to get private operators to come in and set up a agricultural historical setup with a 3-tent shearing shed and some little plots operated by vintage machinery on loan from people around the district, and have a pictorial history of agriculture, a pictorial history of our Indigenous culture. A few little things like that. We've got to give tourists more reasons to stop here and more reasons to stay longer. And, you know, you hear things around town with regard to, say, the time to process development applications, maybe tenders going to out-of-town companies. So we had to look at that, see if the problems actually exist, and if they do, we'd just get in and see if we can work with council to see how we can sort it all out to make things happen a bit better. We just want more people to move to Moree, more businesses to move to Moree, more tourists to stop here in Moree, and then any other problems like the roads, trying to fix up the roads for the farmers and that stuff. That's what I'm having a crack at. I know a lot of people around the Shire. I think I can give them a voice. And so Saturday, December 4, if you're looking for someone to vote for, Murray Harton, here I am. Put a tick in the box there. Thank you very much.
My name is Brooke Sawyer, and I'm running as a candidate in the coming Moree Plains election. I am passionate and highly invested in the Moree Plains community, where I've created a business and a home where my husband and I raise two beautiful children who motivate me to want better for our future. I stand for a safe environment and community for our children, with our pool reopened as soon as possible to restore and revitalise our tourism sector. I will bring out-of-the-box thinking to our roads maintenance challenges, and I want to see Moree capitalise on the special activation precinct and inland rail project, where all of our local businesses benefit and we attract new investment for our towns. I stand for economic stability and a sustainable future for our generations to come. And more than anything, I want to stand for results for the Moree Plains.
2VM coming up in December. It's the Moree Council elections, and a guy that I've got on the phone at the moment, Glenn Crump, is in. Maybe he'll win, maybe he won't. It's all dependent on you. You're the voters. So, Glenn, welcome to 2VM.
Thanks for having me, Ken.
So we were talking off air just about how the election process, once people nominate you, then you get elected, hopefully. And then from the election process, you were mentioning about it gets down to 9 candidates and then you vote for who's going to become the mayor out of that.
Yeah, so after all votes are tallied, the top 9 will then decide on the mayor and deputy positions.
Right, and that's an internal vote, is it?
Yes.
Right. So tell us a bit about yourself, Glenn. I don't know too much about you.
Well, I'm Moree born and raised. I lived here all my life. Been involved with community organisations for as long as I can remember. I've hosted on 2VM Mission Beat Aboriginal Radio for the past 21 years. I work as a juvenile hotspot caseworker with the local youth service in town.
Right.
Just that I'm very passionate about everybody's voices being heard, in particular our smaller villages such as Bogabilla and Toomla and Mungandai areas, making sure that their ideas get brought to the table.
Right, so if you do get in, what are you going to bring to the table for our listeners in the Moree area?
Well, I'm very passionate about youth issues, so I want to be able to engage more with our next generation of leaders, the youth of Moree, and make sure their voices are heard and make them feel part of our community and that they are listened to. I'm very passionate about reconciliation and bettering relationships between the Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal community of the town and promoting harmony and everybody working together. Beautification to our rivers. Every family in Moree I've spoken to loves to go down to the river for a picnic or fishing, so making sure our rivers are kept clean and trees are planted, promoting jobs in the community and trying to attract new businesses to town. Supporting our volunteer organisations and sporting groups, lobbying for better sporting facilities in the community. In general, a lot of people have spoken to me about the cemetery. Like, every person in the Moree community would have a connection to the Moree cemetery, and sadly there's been a lot of vandalism to it over the past month. So looking at ways that we can improve the security at the cemetery to make it a more pleasurable place for people to visit loved ones.
Yeah, no, that all sounds great. Hey, Glenn, thanks for your time today. Good luck in the Moree Council elections come this December. And if you do get in, hopefully we can have another chat.
Thanks, Cam. Will do.
Okay, thanks, Glenn.
My name's Kelly James. I'm running in the local elections for the Moree Plains Shire. Born and raised in Moree. Spent my schooling years in Moree. And I'm a 43-year-old mum of three. My husband and I operate a mowing and landscaping business locally. I have lots of family locally. I enjoy being active in our local community. I'm also the PNC president for Moree Public School and Moree Secondary College and the president for Little Athletics. I am on a number of committees across town, including the Community Safety Committee, the Floodplains Risk Management Committee and the Drug Action Team. I have been campaigning across the Moree Plains Shire and it's been going really well and I've had lots of positive support. I've visited a number of areas and towns across our shire and I plan on visiting a lot more over the next coming weeks to introduce myself and to talk to those who don't know me and answer any questions that people might have in the community about my vision for Moree and my plans for Moree Plains Shire. I'm running for local government because I feel that I can make a difference and I can add value to the decisions that need to be made. Local government plays a huge role in Moree in supporting our tourism network, in community development and growth across our shire. And I want to be a part of that to ensure that it's the right path for our future and for our children's future. I'm focused on a number of things across this election. I want to be able to see things that boost Moree Plains to be a safe and healthy community. I'm focused on seeing through actions that boost Moree Plains to be harmonious, safe and healthy, including advocating for the development of housing subdivisions across the shire and ensuring adequately resourced roads. I want to promote local produce and negotiate development pressures that seem to occur here. And I want to see an economically strong Moree Plains Shire for the whole community. The council and local government is there to serve the community. And I often hear so many comments about how difficult it is and how time consuming it is to deal with council. I'll be advocating for some innovative development around this area that promotes user-friendly interactions with council. And if elected on December 4, I want to see a more streamlined approach to this, including ideas around a Mori app that I have and ensuring customer service orientated initiatives and providing transparent and open financial management right across council functions. I'm also very passionate in Mori about sporting facilities and what we have for sporting facilities. Mori needs all weather sporting facilities for our youth, for our play and for event facilities. Mori has the capacity and the potential to be able to host so many sports, including national, regional and zone activities. And it's right here in our backyard. We just need to enhance that and further develop things that support these facilities for our sport and community hubs. I have a focus on crime and recidivism reduction. This is something that the whole of Mori Plains need to be on the same page about. I'm going to be advocating for strategies and plans to encourage this right across the Shire. We don't just need talk though, we need some action. We have 72 services in this community and they all must be accountable and transparent and clear about what their deliverables are across the Shire. The crime issue needs multi-level government response and council needs to be advocating for this in our community. I currently work as a justice advocate within the Mori Shire and my experience in this area puts me in a good position to be able to push for this, and this is something that I want to see as a major change. Council also needs to back up our tourism industry and ensure that we see growth in this area as well. Mori has so many untapped areas, Mungindai, Boonmai, Bokabilla, Girley, all of our outskirts towns have so much ability and potential for development, growth and tourism, and that's where I think we need to put our focus into these areas as well.
Good morning, it's Mark Johnson here. I'm a candidate in the upcoming Mori Plains Shire Council local government election. The reason I'm standing is I've been a resident in Mori all of my life, 60 years now, and the town and the Shire have been wonderfully generous to myself on a personal level but also on a business level. And I have the opportunity now to give something back, and I felt the best way to do that was via the council election. I guess what I'm standing for is to try and be on a council that has got an eye for the future. I think we've got some great opportunities now with the special activation precinct and also the wonderful seasons that we're having to really launch our town and our shire into the next decade. Obviously locally we've got an issue with our swimming pool. I don't know the background of how that occurred, but I can't imagine Mori without an iconic swimming pool, so that's obviously a priority for our town. I mentioned the special activation precinct. That's important for the future of our town. And we're an agricultural shire, so our rural road network is most important priority for the next incoming council. Thank you.
2VM on the phone this morning. I've got Michaela Cochran, who is also a candidate in the Mori Plains Shire Council elections coming up in December. Hey, Michaela, how you doing?
Yeah, great, thank you.
Hey, we were talking off air about the process, and what you want to bring to the table is obviously you're in that young arena, so you'd like to bring young people back into the council, get them more involved with different things. Tell us about it.
Commitment to young people, which means their voices and experiences are represented through the council. Better paths in areas that are low socioeconomic, and that means the maintenance and the upgrades of those parks as well. Security cameras are sufficient enough. Maybe invest more into people, programs and infrastructure.
Do you think that's been lacking in the past, the programs?
Yeah. I think we could do better.
What would you like to see? I mean, kids obviously get bored, so they need lots of things to do. What do you think that we could bring to the table and say, okay, let's put something in the park? We've got the skate park down the road here in Moree, but it doesn't seem like we give them anything else.
Yeah, I think there's an issue with the skate park too. There was funding to provide shading and it still hasn't gone up. So probably that commitment to the young people of following through.
What about crime in the area?
Boredom is not a crime. I think we need to give them something to do. There's no activities running on the weekends, especially at night. We need a youth drop-in centre.
Yeah, they had a good one years ago, because I'm really old. We had a blue light disco years ago, and it was run by the police, and I do believe it was also run by a community group as well. You might have one copper in there come and visit, give a talk, get to know the youth. See, are you talking about something like that?
Yeah, so before COVID, before the lockdown hit, I used to run a youth program on Saturday nights at the Shea Academy, and I partnered with the police on that, but probably more commitment from other services to let their staff go change their working hours so they're catering to the young people during the times that they need it. So those late hours are probably when vulnerable people need that support.
Yeah, so something like the Lions Club. Maybe if you can get the Lions Club to do a barbecue or something at these events.
Yeah, well, come December or the new year, I'll probably get that Saturday night program running again. And if I could get some support around that from council, that would be really helpful.
Michaela, it's been great talking to you. Represent the young people and good luck in December with the elections.
Thank you so much.
2VM on the phone, Michael Ivanov, who used to be in the Moree Shire Council. Tell us all about it, Michael.
Cam, thank you very much for the opportunity. Between 1999 and 2010, I was a member of the Moree Plain Shire Council and really enjoyed it. And I had 2 years actually at Deputy Mayor, and it was a great privilege to be elected by my peers as Deputy Mayor. And I believe at the time we all done a real good job, and I'm looking forward to hopefully getting another opportunity to serve the local area again.
Yeah, there's a few people that are going back into the job. You're one of them. What are you going to bring to the table?
Well, mate, in that 10 years, I can promise you I learnt a hell of a lot. And for all the new councils going on, they'll soon find out the hard way how much there is to learn. And the rules were then, and I'm sure they are now, you have to go away for classes that to help in your guidance of getting through. And it's not an easy task to be on top of all these laws and that. So I'm ahead of that, and I dare say I'll be going through those classes again for a top-up, because I'm sure over the years rules and regulations have changed. And I'm looking forward to why Moree's on the top of the game at the moment with this the inland rail and everything that's going on. Good wheat prices, terrific prices for cattle and sheep. There's plenty of money around, there's people coming back to town, and we've got to help keep that momentum going.
Yeah, nothing like the old training, is it? They're pretty good.
Oh, mate, you've got to have it. There's so many rules and regulations. It's to protect yourself as well as everyone else. And the guidance is there, it's for you, and they should take it up at every opportunity.
Now, what do you do outside of applying for the council, which is coming up in December? You won an award or something, I heard.
I 2 years ago, I won an award for the environment on Australia Day. For a number of years, mainly myself and my family, we've been cleaning up a large section of the highway between Ashley and Moree. And also, when the kids are out, we started cleaning up Crowell Creek, and somewhere along the line, someone heard about that and they nominated me. I was lucky enough to get an award for that. And again, that was just something we did. We didn't go spruiking about it, but quite happy to receive the award and acknowledgement. And hopefully at that time made other people think, hey, we could do that as well. And you only need a few people to get out and do that, and the place is looking better and better as we go.
Yeah. So with COVID, is that going to play a part? I talked to Michael Montgomery just before, and I mentioned to him about COVID playing up in town. We've got a lot of cases. It's got to have an effect in the council, being able to run your job. You've got to self-distance. You've got to then put other things in place in the public. What do you think about COVID at the moment?
Well, look, mate, I've been following the council during the major outbreaks or the lockdowns that we've had over the last 18, 19 months. And I really think the reforms they've got in place have been able to keep council running, and I have no doubt that that will carry on. I'm sad to maybe not get the opportunity to work with some of the ones that have retired, because I do believe they have been doing a good job and they were just hitting their straps with everything that's going on.
Yeah, especially with Katrina. Every now and then you've got to retire, don't you?
Oh, my word. And good on her. The work effort that she's put in and the time she's been in and the knowledge she's brought to the council over the years has just been fantastic. And on top of that also, can I just acknowledge our local members, both state and federal. I've never seen two blokes that have really hit their straps in helping all their constituents, and I hope we'll be able to utilise that, whether I'm on the council or not, keep them on, because it's just been a phenomenal amount of money they've been able to bring to this town.
Michael Ivanov, good luck in the elections in December. We hope to see you. I'll try and catch up with you soon, and hopefully you get in.
Good on you, Good luck, mate. And regardless of whether anyone's voting for me or not, please get in there and vote. It's very important. Every vote is important. Thank you very much, Cam, and thank you for everyone listening.
Thanks, Michael. 2VM on the phone. I've got Michael Montgomery now. Many people might not remember, but Michael was in the council, the Moree Plainshire Council, as a councillor for many moons, and actually took a break, then came back and was the Lord Mayor for, 6 years, Michael?
I did do 6 years, Cam, and great years. It was good fun, 5 in a row, and I think we got a bit done.
Yeah. So with the elections coming up in December, you're reapplying to get back into the job. It's not your first rodeo. So what are you going to bring to the table this time around?
Well, I think steady as she goes, and a little bit of knowledge of how to get things done, I suppose. You know, when you're given the opportunity to represent your community and sit on the local council, you know, there's plenty of things that happen, but you've got to be able to work not just with your fellow councillors, but, you know, with the state and federal members, the governments who provide a lot of the funding that we need, can't afford to build it all with rates, and with the staff who have to do the job. You know, you have a general manager who's running the show, and we've got to give those people the resources to be able to do what we want them to do.
I think COVID's really stuffed things up. How do you see that going to sort of hamper the job?
Oh, we've all got to learn to live with it. The last 5 years of this term of council have been like the plagues of the Bible, you know, the Egyptian plagues. You know, we had floods and we've had droughts and we've had locusts and mice. And the COVID has just been an horrific impost into what we need to do. But we've got to get on with it. You know, life has to work. I think it's back to basics for council. Get the foundations right. You look at the pool, you know, we have had a new pool for 8 years and it's gone. We need to build it so it'll last 100. And I think that principle goes right through our shire roads, our streets, our community, our business sector. You know, we need to build it to last. And we need to take advantage of, you know, the rail that's coming, the special activation precinct that is being proposed and built over in the industrial area. It needs to be built to last so that we can attract and maintain a workforce that'll, you know, give us a future that we need going into, you know, this new millennium.
Okay, Michael, well, what would you tell our listeners why they should vote for you in the upcoming Moree elections?
Well, can I say, Cam, there are some very good candidates who have put their name up. And ultimately, you want a balance. You know, you want a balance of gender. You want a balance of ages. You want some people who are young and keen and enthusiastic. But you also want people who know their way around the circus. And, you know, I think someone like myself who's been there before, had a bit of a break, rejuvenated and back again, it can, you know, be a bit of a guiding light. And someone who can help wind our way through the troubles that councils always have.
Michael Montgomery, been lovely chatting with you this morning.
Good to talk. Lovely weather. Let's see it dry out and finish our harvest.
Yeah, and good luck with the council elections.
Thank you very much.
Hi, my name's Susanna Pierce, and I'm running as a candidate for this year's local government elections for the Moree Plains Shire. I'm a 39-year-old mum of three, currently farming just near Pally with my husband, Oscar. I have years of local government experience, including in Moree Plainshire Council, where I worked behind the scenes for 4 years in economic development, grants and communications. I've chosen to put my hand up and run for council because I'm highly invested in this community and I want to see the best things happen for this community, including for the generations to come. Having worked at council, I know that there have been challenges and I think that we can deliver far better for the community, including on key projects, including the pool, on roads and on initiatives that help this community prosper into the future. I will bring a fresh approach to Moree Plainshire Council and a commitment to listening to the people of the Moree Plains and striving to deliver for our community.